This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, here we sit at the crossroads of where we're headed when it comes to the pandemic and where we've been. My, oh, my. My name's Kate Delaney, and as always, thrilled to have you on board. Whether you're here for the very, very first time, we have that red carpet. Oh, it's a little stained. Sorry about that. Rolled out for you, and if you've been here for a long time, well, you're probably sitting in the cheap seats, or maybe you got a seat up close. Thank you. Once again, so this is the deal. We all have had a very up close and personal look at this pandemic, and we all have different thoughts on how it's being handled, what the science is, what's junk science, what's nonsense, what's misinformation, what's been botched. I think the thing that's been botched the most, and I've seen it in my own neighborhood, has been the whole testing thing. So Biden promised more coronavirus tests, but now the surge is on. Test this, right? So they're on under heavy pressure. They got to make 500 million tests. Abbott is working round the clock in their plants to provide the tests. Now you go to some of these pharmacies, and because people are so freaked out and want to get the COVID tests, they have big signs. We have no COVID tests. I saw three of them today. We have no COVID tests. So don't even ask. And they're not trying to be nasty, but they're just getting pounded by that along with whatever usually would come into the pharmacy. People who are really sick and need medications. At this point, the CDC is recommending that 12 to 17-year-olds get the Pfizer-BioNTech booster shot. They're saying that this is what has to happen because so many teenagers, so many kids are ending up in the hospital having a hard time breathing. And some of the hospitalizations in this surge certainly have been younger people. State by state, it's different. Now there is a new term that's also been coined. Have you heard of Florona? Florona is these cases that have been detected in the United States, in Brazil, in the Philippines, and in Hungary. And Florona is what, when you test positive for both the coronavirus and the flu. Wouldn't that be great? So you take the test, which you can't hardly get, and you have to wait in some line somewhere in a car, who knows, because now there's testing sites that are popping back up again. And in my neighborhood, I've seen that. There's been testing sites because a lot of things are shutting down. And so this is what one of the concerns was. What happens when you get slammed with both? So if you have influenza cases rising and then you have COVID-19, that's going to overwhelm hospitals. Well, of course it would. So now you get back to the, do you get a flu shot or not? How many times have I gone by pharmacies and seen free flu shots, free flu shots? And there's mixed bag feelings on that. Some people get a flu shot and swear by the flu shot. Some people say, why do I get a flu shot? I've never got a flu shot, and it's fine. So now we got this thing called Florona, when you've got both respiratory infections at the same time. How awful would that be? I mean, really, the worst thing in the world, I think one of the worst things in the world, is not being able to breathe. Have any of you felt that, where you haven't had any of this other stuff? You haven't had COVID, you haven't had something else, but you couldn't breathe, and it's terrible. To get hit with both of those would be awful, to have both of them at the same time, right? And a lot of them are younger people. So that's yet just more of the good news that is being served up. We cannot get those at-home tests soon enough. We can't get them. The seven-day average for U.S. COVID cases, 584,480, up. The weekly change, 93%. 93%. I mean, trust me, you don't want this. Do you want to test positive for COVID? No. Even if people say it's mild symptoms, what is mild? What does mild feel like? I had a friend that said mild symptoms. I feel like I'm eating glass. It's the second time she's had it, and she's vaccinated, by the way, and boosted. And I wake up, and it's just night sweats. You're just sweat. So, yes, not in the hospital, but feeling certainly a little bit more than mild effects from getting Omicron. But we're living with this for, I believe, another 6 to 8 weeks, probably 8 weeks. So things are getting canceled. Classes are getting canceled. Events are being canceled because of how big the spread is, even if it's not as deadly. I mean, that's the best way to put that. If it's not as deadly. Wow. All right. It has been a year. It has been a year, 2021, right? And now we're in 2022, just in the very beginning of 2022. We're dipping our toe in the sand. And, oh, I hope that we can walk all the way in and feel the waves. I long for the days where the pandemic is in the rear view mirror. And I've said this before, based on my information, based on my conversations and information and the way it is disseminated and the way people receive their information is so, I mean, all over the board. It's such a mixed bag, so much of that because of social media. But whatever it is that you believe or whatever you're listening to, in my pulling from different areas, we'll never be rid of COVID, but it won't be this pandemic thing. I talked about this a couple of shows ago. Endemic is the word they're using, endemic. So it's not a pandemic. It just means it's like the flu, right? It's just something that is seasonal, something that crops up. I can live with that more than what we're constantly going through, the great unknown, and then what the lawmakers are ultimately going to do with keeping things open, thinking they need to close things down, not enough people to work. How many places have you gone to where it said we're short staffed, please be patient? And it's smart because people are getting aggravated and they're going after the frontline workers, cursing them out because they can't get their hamburger because they're 15 in line or whatever. And I've seen this at the pharmacy. I've seen this in the grocery stores. I've seen it everywhere that I've gone in my life. And I just know you got to be patient. It's not the frontline person's fault that they can't get people to stay or work in some of those jobs. So now we look back on the 6th, and I think about where we are now compared to where we were then. There are people that are being prosecuted. There are families that were ripped apart because they're loved one was killed, one of the Capitol Police, whether they committed suicide or the one also who was killed. 5 people died that day. Just awful what ended up being the result of the siege on the Capitol, and raised voices and fury and distrust and all of that I understand, but I don't understand attacking our seat of liberty. There are better ways to do it. There would have been better ways to handle it. There's no question about it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, America? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Thank you very much. Thanks to all of you. No matter what, I welcome all opinions. All opinions. Yeah, I welcome all of you to throw in your two cents. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, and that's how you do that. All right, obviously that's what Teddy did, who's listening to us in Lafayette, Louisiana. I know that area pretty well. I mean, of course, I've been all over Louisiana. It must be 1520 a.m. He says, Kate, Powerball, I'm sick of all this other nonsense and people who infuriate me, including my neighbors. Please tell me the Powerball numbers in case I have the winning ticket so I can move. All right, the winning numbers were 6, 14, 25, 33, 46. The Powerball was 17. I'm so interested in it that I just knew those numbers right off the top of my head. So, is there a winning ticket? We don't know. It takes a couple of hours for that all to be released. And if there isn't a winning ticket, oh my gosh. So the drawing was for $632.6 million. And you think you get the cash option. Wow. There are no words. You could move, and you could move again, and you could move again after that. You could just keep squatting all over the place and decide, well, I'm not sure. If I like it here, I'm going to move someplace else. Okay, how about this one? This one is from Pete, who is listening to us in Montana. And he says, hello, Miss Kate. I see that things are now being canceled again, once again, because of Omicron. Boy, I am sick of what you call the SOB of a virus. I don't even care about the crazy infighting that people are having about who had a mask, who was vaccinated, who was that, who was... I'm just tired of the whole thing. I think we're all weary, frustrated, and exhausted from it. I mean, I find that people are just saying, let's talk about something else. So what do you know about this story about these first responders that had to be quarantined? Apparently there was a lot of them in the Dallas area. Yeah, you know what? That is a good question. 200 first responders had to be quarantined. It's so funny because you say you don't want to talk about it, but then you ask me that question. But that's different. I mean, it's a number you don't hear, right? 200 first responders. They tested positive for COVID-19, a part of this whole surge of Omicron. So Dallas police fire departments had tons of infections. Firefighters made up 3/4 of the first responders who were infected. Yeah. Fire rescue workers out more than any other time during the pandemic. More than any other time. So, of course, the concern is with that many people down, imagine the idea is get there quick. And they definitely still have staff, but as you reduce, that gets kind of scary. See, people don't always think about that. I think about it. I had family members. I didn't have anybody who was a full-time firefighter, but I had lots of family members who were volunteer firefighters and were out constantly helping. I mean, the fire department to me, they get my tip of the cap. It's one of the hardest jobs, period. And when your life is on the line and whatever else is going on, and they get there and they're boom, it's like magic to see how they work so well together. I've seen it a lot, even on 9/11 when there was a group of firemen that took me down to the pile. It was so heartbreaking. I mean, this was, of course, way after what happened in 9/11, weeks after, but it is a band of brothers and sisters because they accept women too. There's a lot of women who are right in there, and it's amazing. Anyway, how about this question from Jill, who says, what's going on with the flights? I'm almost afraid to book any flights because I think I'm going to be so discombobulated when I'm at the airport because it's going to get canceled, and then I'm not going to be able to find a way to get to where I'm going, and then you get to where you're going, and then finding the way back. And I think that's your point about finding the way back. Yes. I think if you get out, okay, so boom, you go to wherever it is that you have to go. And then when you can't get out, that's when it gets scary, right? Because it could be days. It could be days and days and days before you get out from wherever it is you are, and it depends on where that is. I mean, when you had 1,700 flights canceled on Wednesday, the total number of flight cancellations since Christmas Eve, 20,000? 20,000 canceled? Wow. On Wednesday, Southwest, 531 flights. United, 169. Yep. And it's this surge in COVID, and then the weather, too, that's caused a lot of that. But definitely Omicron has messed with this. You know, the TSA said more than 1.66 million people traveled through checkpoints on Tuesday. The same day, more than 1,500 flights were canceled. So you see the swell, then you have everybody on the phones, then you can't get out. The flights are already snapped up. I know it happened to me. And so, not during this time period, but it happened to me earlier in the fall. And it is frustrating. You really do have to have a plan. What is your plan if you can't scramble and get out? I'm just saying. What do you do? All right, how about this one from Chad? And Chad says, hey, Kate, I'll tell you what. I think that what happened a year ago was a national disgrace. And a lot of my friends wouldn't agree with me because they believe that it's about the election. And so the protest was right, and it was right to go to the Capitol and raise hell at the Capitol about the election. But I still think whether you thought the election was stolen or not, is that really the way you would handle it? And this is the United States, a country that people who are weaker, countries that are weaker, look up to, people that want to come here. And I think it made us look as though we were a third world nation. What do you think? Oh, I say it all the time. It's like, is this a banana republic? What's going on? And, so, of course, protest, be furious, let your voice be heard. Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Go, gang, go. That's what's so great about America. Do I want to live in a communist country where you're muzzled? Of course not. And I've been to countries where you're muzzled, and you feel it. You do. You feel it. But just, I think of innocent people being killed, and to me, that's the worst. And how many Capitol cops pretty much said, screw this, I'm not going to do it. I mean, they've lost, 130-something, like, nah, I'm out, I'm done. Because they had such heavy hearts. They were so disheartened by what they saw, and probably frightened. Frightened because they're overwhelmed. So if you're being cornered and you've got an angry group, it's not your fight. You're protecting. You're doing what you're paid to do. So you get, and you get leveled, or you're near getting leveled. It was hard. It's hard on a lot of those people. Absolutely. And no wonder why they quit. Like, forget it. Why do I want to do this thankless job? I don't want to do it anymore. I'd rather be someplace else. Awful. All right. How about this one from Liam, who says, Kate, I know that you are all about the military, that you've had lots of veterans on and whatnot. Did you see the story about the oldest World War II veteran dying and how old he was? I did. Lawrence Brooks. We've talked about him before. He's believed to be the oldest one. He died at 112 years old on Wednesday. And he was known for his sense of humor, kindness, and wanting to serve. And so he served. He was at the beginning of World War II. He was part of the service duties, supply, maintenance, transportation, all of that. And he was a guy that he served, and he served building bridges and roads and airstrips for planes, and then he was a caretaker to some officers, and then he was a cook, and he drove, and he took care of other people. And what a hero. Absolutely. What a hero. RIP Lawrence Brooks. Thanks to all of you for your emails. KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
North Korea says it's conducted the second successful test of a hypersonic missile days after leader Kim Jong-un vowed to bolster his military forces despite pandemic-related difficulties. Wednesday's launch, the North's first known weapons test in 2 months, indicates the country will press ahead with plans to modernize its nuclear and missile arsenals rather than return to disarmament talks. A congressional effort hopes to dig deep and get to the origins of COVID-19. House Representatives Kathy McMorris, Brett Guthrie, and Morgan Griffith have announced the launch of a webpage on the Energy Commerce Subcommittee site for whistleblowers to contact them with information pertaining to the investigation. And retailer Walmart is set to hire more than 3,000 new employees in order to expand its home delivery service. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senator Rand Paul says he's off YouTube.
Republicans are starting to make moves to smaller social media sites after Georgia Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene was banned from Twitter Sunday after multiple violations of the site's policies on posting coronavirus misinformation, according to Twitter. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul was the latest to make the move after leaving YouTube Monday. He explained why on Fox and Friends.
Everybody on the right complains about social media and their censorship. Do something about it. Let's quit. I'm no longer going to let some punk, some snot-nosed kid over at YouTube decide that a speech that I gave on the Senate floor is not appropriate.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lawrence Brooks, the country's oldest surviving World War II veteran, died Wednesday at the age of 112. Brooks was drafted in 1940 and served in the Army's 91st Engineer Battalion. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Time for a little just the facts, as I believe the facts are. Anyway, how about this? A prototype electric car from Mercedes can supposedly drive 620 miles on a single charge. No, it's not supposedly. It's a fact. How do I know it's a fact? Because they tested it. So they tested it, and it's a fact. I think that's crazy. A single charge? I mean, that's great. So if you're going to pay for a Mercedes, imagine what that would cost. You want to get the most mileage that you can get, and that's one of the biggest complaints and worries for people who are going electric. I said this in a previous show. Imagine if you were on I-95 when people were stuck in that horrible snow and ice right outside of Washington, D.C., you know, in Richmond, Virginia, and other parts of Virginia. It was like a 50-some mile stretch. It would have been terrible if you didn't have enough electricity, right? I know people that that's happened to, where they just didn't quite equate it right and forgot, oh, that's right, I can't pull into a gas station. If you had a BlackBerry, anybody out there with a BlackBerry? Come on, admit it. Do you still have your BlackBerry? I know people that swore by BlackBerries. I had a friend, an executive in Los Angeles, worked her way up the chain and got that BlackBerry from the company, and man, she was slow to give up that BlackBerry. Well, guess what? They're not working anymore. So the Android-powered devices carrying the BlackBerry name won't be affected, but for some, it's a bye-bye when the BlackBerries that used to dominate airport lounges and so many other places just go tweak out, and they did that this week, right? They're done. I mean, it's the end of an era. You know, it's part of the decommissioning program that was announced in 2020. BlackBerry said that as of January 4th, 2022, to give people a couple years, they would no longer support the device The Canadian company completes its year-long shift from making mobile phones to a software-based business model, which is smart, right? Because they needed to do that. But some of us are hard to make changes. I mean, all of us have something we don't like change. We don't like change. There's that familiar coffee shop. There's the paper you used to read. What paper? Now it's online. And this is just the same thing. The BlackBerry was the it thing for a while, though I never had one. I did have a flip phone. I did have one of those big clunky phones, too, but I never, because I was in television news, but I never had a BlackBerry. I didn't see the point. I didn't want to deal with a BlackBerry. All right. We got some other things we got to tell you about. Just the facts. David Bowie's estate agreed to sell the rock star's songwriting catalog to Warner Music for $250 million. Wow. So many big musicians. And, of course, David Bowie, God rest his soul, is no longer with us. He was one of my favorites as a kid. You know, Let's Dance, Space Oddity, so many great, great songs. And his final album, Black Star, released just before his death in 2016 at the age of 69. The deal is for more than 400 songs. It includes soundtrack music, the material for his short-lived band, which would be, what was it called? It was called Tin Machine from the 80s and the early 90s, and some of his other works. But it's not an exact, so to be, because this is just the facts, it's not an exact 250 million, but it's somewhere in that ballpark. It's estimated to be 250, because, you know, a little of this, a little of that, by the time they sit down and really crank on it, it could change. You know, over the last year or so, other major sales have included the works of Bob Dylan, that was one of the big ones, Paul Simon, Tina Turner, Motley Crue, ZZ Top, Shakira was another one, and so Bowie's just the latest, and it makes sense, right? Even Bruce Springsteen sold his music catalog in a massive deal, and it makes sense to do that because you should make money on the songs that were produced. His family should make the money on that. All right, how about this? The sports e-commerce company Fanatics agreed to buy Topps trading card business for $500 million. Again, an estimate, but right there in that ballpark, that is the fact, and it is a fact that they agreed to buy it. This is big. Terms of the agreement are not totally announced at this point, but the deal is a very, very big deal. Fanatics trading card entity is valued at like $10 billion. And, you know, they had a huge infusion of cash last September. I remember that. And, you know, Tops, think about it. Think of trading cards. When I was a kid, we used to, you might have done this too, we used to put them, because I like the sound in the spokes. I had one of those Schwinn bikes. You put the cards in the bike spokes, you know, and you would pedal away with them. I can only imagine how much money went down the drain, because then at the time, and I was so young, so I think I was in kindergarten, I wouldn't be able to tell you one ball player from the other. Of course, now it's a different story for me. I even did at one point in my life a card show. It was called What's the Value? Something like that. And we had such a great time doing it. A major collector and I did it after the Rangers games, because I did Texas Rangers baseball, their pre and post game, and we also had the show. I want to say it was like every couple of weeks, and I learned a lot about the card business, about the trading card business and all of that, and it was so fascinating to me what people would pay for certain athletes and for rookie cards and authentication and some of the sleazy things that happened in the authenticity world when they would go through and try to figure all that out. But there were, of course, also some really reputable people, and that's the whole thing, is what's it worth? I think what's it worth to you? You know, the value of an item is what's it's worth to you, because I may see a piece of art and think, ugh, especially modern art. I like modern art, but some of it is crazy, and I hear the price that people pay. But what do I know, right? This is what people want. It's the value in what they see in it. And so this Fanatics getting Topps trading cards, they beat the company out for MLB's trading card rights last August. So isn't it interesting now that happen. Mm. How about this? In 2021, 8 mobile games exceeded $1 billion in player spending. That's a ton. With PUBG Mobile and Honor of Kings taking the top spots, $2.8 billion apiece. Yeah. Newsflash, everybody's on their phone. Newsflash, games are big, and they have been for a long time, and we all know that. Here's an end of an era story that I think is interesting. Toyota, did you know this? This is a fact. Toyota was the highest selling automaker in the U.S. in 2021. That ended a 90-year run for GM. So GM was actually the highest selling automaker in the U.S., and now it goes to Toyota, and it's interesting. It's like, what do you attribute that to? Price? I think it just depends on the areas of the country where people were preferring to get Toyotas. I mean, I see a ton of Toyotas, all kinds of Toyotas out there on the roadways, but I also see a lot of trucks, too, and I also see so those GM products, a lot of different GM products. Okay, so this was fascinating to me. If we look back in our history, if we look back on history, I'm such a bridge freak. I love bridges. In my office, just picture this, and you might not care, but I have a picture of New York because it has all the bridges. So you have, and I can see the bridge crossings, and I love it. I can identify the bridges, and the bridges are far away in the photo I have, but I like the aerial photo of the bridges. There's something about bridges. I had a great uncle that I never met who, this is true, Uncle Bill, he was one of many laborers on the Walt Whitman Bridge, and he fell to his death trying to construct the Walt Whitman Bridge. If you look that up, it's a bridge that connects Philadelphia to New Jersey. Interesting, huh? The whole construction of bridges and all of that is fascinating to me. So it was this week in 1933 that construction began on San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge. Golden Gate Bridge. What a famous landmark that is. And I've been over the Golden Gate Bridge. It feels like it takes forever to go over that bridge. It does. But it's really cool. There's something about going over to the other side that and going back, you know, and the span of it. And just in my mind, thinking of 1933 and that construction, and what was that, you know, what was that like? Here's another good one for you. I laughed when I read this one, and this is, you know, again, in Just the Facts. An analysis was done of 100 million headlines, 100 million headlines, and they found that the ideal length is 11 words and 64 characters. So short. I mean, that's what Twitter capitalized on, right? Yes, they capitalized on the short, brief sentence. Now, this is a headline, and it's just it's because you have to be succinct. People have a short attention span. There's no question about that. And so they did a headline study back in 2017. BuzzSumo. They did it. BuzzSumo co-founder Steve Rasin, who loved to look at headlines, did a study, and they dug back into their indexes, and they found 100 million headlines, and then they analyzed it, and then they figured out what really worked, what got the most clicks, and it was those shorter headlines. Like I said, not a surprise to me. And here's one last one for you from The Hustle. Moonbeam, get it if you're a podcast freak. It's a podcast discovery app that lets you find new shows, create channels, share clips, da 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 da, makes it easier. That's it. Just the facts.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Time for a little news you can use to end the show. So how about this? The Olympic rings were assembled onto a tower on the outskirts of Beijing, China. Beijing is going to host the Winter Olympics. Do you know it's only a month away? So it'll be the world's first dual Olympic city by hosting both the summer and the winter games. I have to say, I like watching the Olympics. I do. Especially cheering on our American heroes, because I know the sacrifice that it takes to become an athlete of that caliber and some of what, frankly, they give up in their lives to do that. And I love that grit. I do. And I'll be curious as to what happens here because of the Omicron variant and how it's spreading like wildfire. Of course, again, will you have people that are viewing this? And the answer to that is, we got the same problem. I mean, you have the same problem that you had before when it comes to the pandemic and the Olympics. All right, we move from that to CES. Do you know what CES stands for? Consumer Electronics Show. It's huge in Las Vegas. And it actually rolled on. It's a mecca. I mean, it's a journey for so many people, especially anybody interested in tech, because you have all kinds of exhibits, the newest, latest, greatest. You have a lot of people covering it. They've done this show for 55
years, 55 years they've done the show. And virtually it's different. Like, that's like last year's online only than when it's in person. So there were people that went to CES and they got kind of a glimpse into the future. And I've been reading a lot of reviews about some of the interesting tech. If you're a tech person, you'll love this. And if you're not, some of it you still could use. It's pretty easy. Like Moen, they're doing a touchless faucet, right? Their kind of latest model is this smart faucet with motion control. So what does that mean? It means you wave your hand in front of the sensor to start and stop the flow of water, and you can control temperatures using gestures in the air too. Oh, this could be really interesting. I have one problem with this. Hopefully it really works well. When I go into restrooms, like in, well, a lot of places have it, movie theaters, airports, you know how you wave your hand in front of the faucet and then nothing comes out, and you wave it again. I can't tell you how many times that happens to me. And then there'll be somebody next to me that'll say, oh, here, you can use this one. Because no water is coming out. It's so frustrating. It just happened to me recently. And so I thought about that when I thought about this faucet. But the idea that you can control the temperature, the gestures, I like it. Plus there is, so it's like a swipe. It's like the dating thing. Swipe left for hot, right for cold, or down for warm. And there's even an app, I guess, that goes with this. You can set default temps and gestures based on your personal preference, right? I like that. I like it. It would be interesting to try it out. Now, 97 inches is a lot, isn't it, for a TV? So 97-inch television. It's true. It's the latest, greatest. 2022 G2 series TV is way big for a wall. You could hang it. I guess if you could hang it, but it would be tough, right? So, and it's called, by the way, this big TV is called OLED. OLED, and they pronounce it OLED. And the screens are very thin and light, so it's easier to mount because every pixel is its own light source, so no backlighting. You don't need any of that. The color looks really sharp. I looked at some of the images of this, and the ratios look really good. I'm not the person buying the TVs, but I'm the person who likes to see really good quality TV. The last time I went to visit my brother, he's a tech person. Whatever TV that he had, I had to get used to it. And some of you probably have this television. Do you have this thing where it looks like you're on the set, like the people are sort of coming alive? I don't know how to describe it. There's, like, to me it feels odd. There's too much depth, and I know a lot of people like that, but I feel like I'm watching the thing being filmed right before my very eyes. This one doesn't look that way to me, and I don't know why. I don't know if it's because of the screen or what that is. And it's also got that whole mirroring thing, so you can mirror content from one TV to another in the house. I like that. All right, I was going to give you two more, but I think what I'm going to do is give you, we don't need to know about laptops, do we? Somebody can sell you a laptop. How about this one? I like this 2-pound portable projector from Samsung. I saw a little blip on it on USA Today, and they've got this Freestyle. It weighs less than 2 pounds. Like I said, it can be used to splash a movie on your ceiling because it's got a 180-degree cradle stand, or you can just beam it onto a wall or the side of a tent if you were camping, up to 100 inches. It has 360-degree sound and far-field voice control. How cool is that? I don't know. So I'm just thinking, like, you're camping and you could watch a movie, right? Or you're in your backyard, just boom, it's on the back wall, if you have a back wall, or just on your ceiling. I don't know about the ceiling thing. I don't know. That might work. It might work, because then it feels kind of like IMAX without the rest of it. But either way, I think it's a good deal. I don't know how much it is, but weighing that less, easy to store, really easy. I'm going to say thumbs up to that. All right, I'm going to say thumbs down to this. I read a story today about this. I was thinking about all my friends who are buried in snow. Sorry. I mean, you might like snow, so maybe it's not a sorry. I don't know why I said that. I think of the time when my mother was in Hawaii. She was in Hawaii for something, and I was staying at the house where I grew up, and I was the only one there.
And it was kind of great. It was my own little kingdom. But we got this massive avalanche of snow. And my brother always shoveled the snow. I didn't shovel the snow. So my friend in New York said, get out there right now and start shoveling. You're going to be buried alive in that snow. So she said, every couple hours, go out and shovel, shovel, shovel. And let me tell you, I thought, well, I'm in shape. I mean, this, how hard could it be? I feel for all of you who have shoveled, all you guys who have shoveled, and maybe some of you women that have shoveled. Oh, it was the worst. I mean, my back was killing me. My hands were killing me. It was awful. And I read this thing about shoveling snow, and the headline said, "You are too old to. When are you too old to shovel snow? If you're over 45, beware of heart attacks." And it's true. Thousands of people get injured and dozens die while taking care of this winter chore that you have to do. So I guess depending on your health, be careful if you're out there doing that snow thing. And especially lower back injuries. So many people get these lower back injuries. And there was a peer-reviewed study that was published years ago that estimated that about 200,000 people were treated in emergency rooms for snow shoveling incidents from 1990 to 2006. And on an average year, about 11,000 plus people a year have something happen. And a lot of that has to do with your back, which that makes sense because of the strain on the back when you're shoveling. And there was a 17-year study that showed there were 1,647 deaths, all of them cardiac-related because of doing the shoveling, right? So when is it too old to shovel? The 45 seems to be the deadline. Ugh. That's like a great excuse. Sorry, honey, I can't shovel. I just heard Kate Delaney said that on the air, and there's a peer-reviewed study where they're saying you can't shovel when you're 45. I think it depends on what kind of shape you're in and how much snow are you talking about shoveling, right? But in some areas, when you get a lot of that snow, and I know many of you in the Midwest know what I'm talking about, you can't just let it lay on the ground. And who are you hiring? I mean, they might plow your streets, but in front of your house, the sidewalk, getting out the door, and you can get snow up to the rooftops. And if you let that just sit, you're going to be buried. You are going to be buried in it. Someone's going to have to come get you, which to me, that seems ridiculous, right? So, I mean, maybe it's you just carefully get as much as you can, remove a certain path and not be ridiculous about it. But then, there's always the dangers of what if somebody goes on your sidewalk and trips and falls, and who's responsible? Is it the city or is it your property? And in most cases, it would be your property, wouldn't it? Yeah, I think so. All right. So on that note, we're going to wrap up, and I'm going to tell you that just be careful if you're out there shoveling. And if you can hire someone and you're not in great shape, or, you know, I don't want people to have heart attacks. So I don't know. Maybe there's some sound advice in the middle of all of that. And once again, thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. People, it's 2022. Get your game on and really make it count.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.